Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the fourth chapter of Maseches Peah. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Yesterday we discussed the case of a person who consecrated his produce to the temple and redeemed it. If he consecrated it as standing grain and he redeemed it as bound sheaves, they would be exempt from the various gifts. Today's Mishnah says, Mishnah Ches, Kiyotze Bo, similarly, Hamakdish Perosav, Adshalo Bo Leonas Hamasros, Ufadon, someone who consecrates his fruit before they became obligated in Miser, and then he redeems them, Chayavin. He is obligated in giving Miser. Mishabo Leonas Hamasros, Ufadon, Chayavin. If he dedicated them after they became obligated in Miser and redeemed them, then he is obligated to give Miser. Higdishan ad shelo nigmaru v'gamron hagizbor v'akachach padan. If they were consecrated before they were obligated in Miser, and then they became obligated in Miser while in the hands of the temple treasurer, and then he redeemed them, paturin. Then he is not obligated to give Miser from them. Shebashas chovasan hayu paturin. Because at the time that they would have become obligated, they were exempt, because they were in the hands of the temple, and things that are in the hands of the temple are not obligated in Miser. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Ugamron Hagizbor, literally, the treasurer completes them, but of course he doesn't physically do anything to complete them. Shenigmru ba'odan biyad Hagizbor. They became ready, they completed, while they were in his possession. He didn't actively ripen the fruits, they ripened on their own. Mishnah Tes. Mishalakat Esapeya, someone who gleaned from the corner of the field, Vamar Harezo Leish Ploni Ani, and he said, what I'm gathering here, this is for so-and-so who's a poor person. So he's gathering on behalf of someone else. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zakalo. Rabbi Eliezer says he acquires it on behalf of that poor person. V'chachamim Omrim Yitnena La'ani Shenimtza Rishon. And the Chachamim say it can be given to the first poor person he meets. Haleket v'hashicha v'hapeya shel nachri, the gleanings, the forgotten sheaves, and the corners of the fields of non-Jews, chayev b'masros, they are obligated in tithes, ela imkein hifkir, unless they were made ownerless, unless they were made free for all. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zachalo, Rabbi Eliezer says that he acquires it on behalf of this poor person. Plug to the Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan, ba'ashir shaleket peah lezakos ba'la'ani. The difference of opinion between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim involves the case of a rich person who is not eligible to collect peah, who's doing it on behalf of a poor person who is. To Rabbi Eliezer Savar, amrinan tre migu. Rabbi Eliezer says that there's two migus involved here, migu being a type of logical argument that someone could have done something else. Migu de iboy hefker l'nechasim v'havi ani v'chazile hashtanami chazile. The first argument is if this person wanted to, he could give away all of his possessions, and then he would be a poor person himself, and he could collect peah. So here also he's allowed to collect peah. Umigu de iboy zaki l'nafshe zaki nami l'chavre. And the second argument is that if he could collect it for himself, then he could collect it for someone else. So he's doing two things unusual here. The first is he's a rich person, and he's not supposed to get peah. The second is he's getting it for somebody else. So there's two ifs. First if is, if he wanted, he could become a poor person, and then he'd be eligible. So let him take now also, because he could become eligible. The second is, if he was eligible, he could take it for himself. Let him also take on behalf of someone else. So there's two ifs going on here. Rabbanan Svare, Chad Migu Amrinan, Tre Migu Lo Amrinan. The Rabbanans say, you can argue one case of if. You can have one situation where you could say, since he could do this, let him also do that. But you can't have two such conditions attached to a case. So really, gathering on behalf of a poor person doesn't work if you're not a poor person yourself. V'halacha kichachamim. And the halacha does follow the case of the chachamim, that a rich person cannot gather payah on behalf of a poor person. The produce of non-Jews is obligated in tithes. In other words, the things that they give to the poor have to give tithes from them. Shel nachrim chayiv b'maisros. D'hoyol ve'ein hanachri chayiv b'leket shecha upeah. Since the non-Jew is not obligated to leave the leket, the shecha, and the peah. Havilahu kishar tivua shel nachri shechayeves b'maiser. So normally these gifts to the poor would be exempt from tithes, but because these gifts are not obligated of non-Jews, then it's like any case when a non-Jew would give a Jew produce and he would have to take tithes from it. Of course, we're talking only in Israel, as we are in all these agricultural laws. Ella imkein hifkir, he would not have to give tithes if the non-Jew made the produce that he was giving away free for all. Laniim ulashirim, this would be the case that both rich and poor could come and take it. The hefker pachim in a meiser, because hefker, something that's made ownerless, is exempt from tithes. Umasnisan Rabbi Meir, he, and our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the Amar, Ein kinyin lenachri be'eretz Yisrael, lahavkiya min ha-maiser. Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that when a non-Jew acquires land in Israel, it does not release it from its agricultural obligations. Ein kein halacha. But this is not, in fact, the halacha. So what we just said, halacha lemaiser, you can disregard. That is the end of Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.